When we talk about sustainability in orthodontics, many people first think about the environment, resources, or energy consumption. But today, I want to focus on something much closer to our daily clinical work. My name is Dr. Martin Baxman, and welcome to the Lean Orthodontics podcast. If we look at orthodontic treatment itself, sustainability is inseparably linked to one key topic: retention. Retention exists to ensure that the results we achieve, a functional bite, stable occlusion, and an aesthetically pleasing smile, last as long as possible, ideally for a lifetime. And that is exactly where the challenge begins. We all know patients who stop wearing retainers, appliances that break, fixed retainers that detach, or biological factors that work against long-term stability. These realities make one thing very clear. Sustainability in orthodontics cannot be left to chance.
I am often asked how I handle retention and whether there is a specific system behind it.
In essence, the answer can be summarized in one sentence: retention should be lifelong. That may sound provocative, and of course not every patient will relapse without lifelong retention. The problem is that we never truly know in advance which patient will remain stable and which one will not. When we guess wrong, the consequences are often irreversible.
There are many retention options available: fixed retainers, removable appliances such as Hawley retainers, vacuum-formed retainers, positioners, or combinations of these approaches all have their place. What matters is not defending one single method, but understanding their strengths and limitations.
Fixed retainers, especially in the lower jaw, are a very effective tool for maintaining alignment. Removable retainers can support stability and allow settling, but they depend heavily on patient compliance. Vacuum-formed retainers may interfere with occlusal settling if used incorrectly. A thoughtful combination often delivers the best results.
One aspect that is frequently underestimated is the sagittal and transverse dimension during retention. Retention is not only about preventing rotations or crowding. If we correct a class 2 relationship, we must also ask ourselves how this correction will be maintained long term.
Will elastics, functional appliances, aligner-based solutions, or other protocols support that stability? The same applies to transverse expansion. If we expand aggressively, we must be honest about how likely it is that this expansion can be maintained.
This leads directly to the core of sustainability in orthodontics.
It does not start at the end of treatment. It starts at the planning stage. From the very beginning, we must ask which methods not only achieve fast and impressive results, but which ones also remain stable years after treatment. Certain movements, such as large transverse expansions or the closure of anterior open bites, are well known for their high relapse rates. Even surgically treated open bites show significant relapse in the long term. These facts are not opinions. They are well documented. Sustainable orthodontics therefore means choosing methods with a high probability of long-term success, not just short-term brilliance. We should think beyond the finish line and ask what happens afterward. How reproducible are our results? How stable are they under real-life conditions?
In summary, sustainability in orthodontics means minimizing relapse as much as humanly possible.
This is achieved through intelligent retention strategies and, even more importantly, through smart treatment planning from the very beginning. If we consistently choose methods that combine efficiency, biological realism, and long-term stability, we truly practice lean orthodontics. If today's episode gave you something to think about, let me know. Leave a comment, share your thoughts, or reach out if you would like to discuss these topics further. And as always, subscribe to the podcast, share it with colleagues, and help spread ideas that make orthodontics better, calmer, and more sustainable for everyone.